tree is disappointing me. And we looked at it in trouble. It had a special little box they had made up that would buzz, you know, where the shore was. And finally, after about an hour there, they said, well, here's your options. You can buy a new one, $750 this year for that tree. Well, I said, what other options do I have? Well, you can buy a live one. Okay. It's a little bit like in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Romeo sees a light come on in Juliet's room, and he says, "But soft, what light through yonder window breaks?" And he's talking about Juliet, is the love of his heart. It's like that, but it's much more grand than that. When the Lord who loves you says, "Arise and shine, for your light is coming." And the darkness that he describes, see, darkness covers the earth, thick darkness is over the peoples. That's just Egypt, the people were in darkness and in bondage, and the glory of the Lord arose upon them. The Lord said, arise, shine, Moses. Happened in Babylon. During the great Babylonian captivity, the Spirit of the Lord came to Nehemiah. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. Happened in the New Testament, in the birth of Christ, when the angels appeared and sang in that great choir on the hills of Bethlehem, where they were making artificial Christmas trees. And they said, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace among men, in whom he is well pleased, right? John said, as we'll see in another message down the road, we beheld his glory. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Christ has come. That's when it came. It came to Dr. Saul from Tarsus on the road to Damascus. He was in a dark place. He thought Jesus was bad news. Suddenly the glory of the Lord rose upon him, and the Lord Jesus said to him, arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is shown upon you. And he turned around and went the other way. Right? He became a great apostle whose writings have just read a little bit of. Happened to the Philippian jailer. That poor guy. There was that earthquake. The door sprang open. He saw him. A dead duck. Nothing worse than a dead duck, I guess. And he was despairing of his life. Paul said, do not harm yourself. We're all here. What must I do to be saved? He said, and then the glory of the Lord rose upon him, and he welcomed Jesus into his life, and he began to shine. It happens again and again, and it happened to you at some point, right? I'm sure it did. If you're a believer, it happened that the morning star arose in your heart. Like Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, it arose on Ebenezer. Rise, Ebenezer, shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. That old sinner, all the stuff he had done, was a story, of course, but God and his grace changed on Christmas Eve. That's why I like that story so much. So, the word picture of Christmas here in this first verse, the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. Now look at the impact of it. This is the other thing I think you can say safely. The impact of it is the gathering of all of these people. That's what happens when the glory of the Lord shines on you, rises on you, appears over you, verse 2. Then verse 3, nations come. People begin to come from all over the place. And you are, who are you? You're just the one on whom the glory has shone. You know, why should they come? You're just this shoot, verse 21. They are the shoot I have planted, back in chapter 60, now the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor. Shine. That's what splendor means, to shine. become your Messiah. You're changed from glory to glory. And all of these people are experiencing, that's what they're all drawn to. There's this beautiful description in verses 4 and 5. Lift up your eyes and look around you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look at me radiant. I really like this verse for its heart meaning, but also for this application. In my years, I have met many you know where the plan is. Tell me what you understand the scripture. What's